All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Mike Power. He is the CEO of Silver Range Resources. And Mike, it's nice to see you again. How are you?
Great. Nice to see you guys.
Well, we've got some really interesting news out about your East Goldfield property in Nevada. We'll get sort of the news in a second, but tell me a bit about this this project, Mike. It's an interesting one.
Yeah, well, Goldfield is a legendary camp in Nevada. It was the richest gold camp in the state, probably in North America. It produced 4.2 million ounces at over a half an ounce a ton. It's fantastically rich. Now, currently, Centerra has picked up the project from Waterton, and Barrick staked on the edge of it. And we have a significant land package. If you look at east, the Goldfield area, it looks like a frying pan, the hydrothermal alteration where all the gold's coming from. And Centerra and Barrick have the circular part of the frying pan. We have the handle. So that's our East Goldfield project. Been working on it for years. And we've developed a drill target there based on some historic drill data we got last winter. So we're going to follow up on that with a program we're launching very shortly. The drill target was defined from 19 drill holes. So it's much better than your conventional thumb sucking. There might be something out there. This thing is pretty solid looking, and it has a small a target there, 50 to 70,000 ounces of gold. We're hoping to expand on that by looking further afield and on the property, and we've got a program lined up.
Yeah, so you've contracted Precision Geosurveys to come in, and the first thing you're gonna do is run an airborne mag survey. Is that right?
That's right. We've worked a lot with Precision. They do fine work. They're working around the Tonopah area right now, quite busy. They're going to fly a total magnetic field and radiometric survey on very close space lines over the property. And we hope that'll help define the volcanic stratigraphy and some of the hydrothermal alteration and let us vector in on some new drill targets.
Yeah. In addition to airborne, surface sampling has been completed in the area just south of that alteration zone. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, south of the handle, where in the area where this drill target was. We've just completed looking at five targets. One of them looks really good already, and we're waiting on assays. And then in November, we're going to take out our little diamond drills. We have three small little drills. They're man-portable. Small diameter, can't go very deep, but you get to see what's inside the earth. Our plan is to go out there and begin some work in November and see if we can prove up these targets and turn them into really good drill targets.
Okay. And lastly, just I was reading in the news release, you talked about this Tom Keene mine area. Is that an area you're going to be looking at?
Well, that's the area on which this exploration target is centered. Okay. Some work that we did this spring basically identified a target for exploration. It's not a resource, but it looks pretty good. There's 19 holes in the damn thing. It looks like there might be 50 to 70,000 ounces of gold in there, perhaps, if it were drilled out, we think. And it looks like a pretty sure bet. So we're hoping that our exploration program that we're going to run this fall will get this project up on step and get it out the door.
Well, it's going to be an exciting one for sure. Look forward to seeing some of the results from that. Mike, thanks so much. Good to see you again, and we'll talk soon.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Bye.
All right. There's Mike Power, the CEO of Silver Range Resources.